Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guest today is Amanda Green with Wilmington Faith and Values. She's been doing some religious art walking tours, but she has a new tour coming up, religious art walking tours of African American churches in downtown Wilmington. So first of all, Amanda, welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Great. Tell our listeners first what Wilmington Faith and Values is, because it's a while since you've been on the air.
Yes, it's a nonprofit, non-sectarian news bureau of the National Religion News Service here in Wilmington. And we write about all different people of faith and issues within the faith community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk about the religious art walking tours. First of all, what is the significance of churches in the Black community?
Well, historically here, the churches in the Black community have been the centers, the social centers, the community centers, the centers of public life within the Black community. Very, very important churches, and they still are, certainly.
What denominations have flourished in Wilmington?
Well, because we're a port town, we've had a huge diversity of denominations, but the churches that I'm covering with this tour are Methodist, Episcopal, Presbyterian, and AME Zion.
Which is African Methodist Episcopal.
Zion, yes.
Yeah. What are some of the, in terms of the faiths, in terms of the denominations, how is AME Zion different from Methodist? Can you speak to that, or am I asking too esoteric a question?
Well, it's sort of a historical difference, but it sort of leads back to a missionary who came to Wilmington in the 1850s, who wanted to bring a few Wilmington churches into this new denomination that was forming in the community, and speaking of St. Luke's AME Zion Church, which was the first AME Zion Church in the Wilmington area.
And it's still big and flourishing.
Yeah. It is. It's a lovely church. Yeah.
I also know there's a United Church of Christ in town. Gregory Church, is it?
Yeah, Gregory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other denominations that aren't on the tour but that might be of interest? Is there a Catholic church that had a historically Black congregation?
Well, St. Thomas Catholic Church, but that's a decommissioned Catholic church.
Beautiful church downtown.
Yeah. And we also on the tour is First Missionary Baptist Church, which was the first Black Baptist congregation in Wilmington that split away from First Baptist Church, as did many of these congregations. They split away from prominent, mostly white congregations to form their own communities, and many of them were as big or bigger than the white congregations at the time. Mm-hmm. With St. Stephen, perhaps they had 642 members who broke away from Front Street Methodist to form their own.
And then what happened during the days of integration? Did some of the churches try to merge back together, or were they so comfortable and well-served in their individual identities that they stayed separate?
They were very, very, it has stayed separate, that's for sure. There's some integration in some of the churches, but they are still, they still keep their cultural identities. And that's where some of the worship arts come in that we'll be talking about on the tour.
Now, what do you mean by worship arts?
So with previous tours that I've done at other churches in Wilmington, I haven't included the choirs, the organ music, the dance that's part of worship, and it's an art form that's part of worship. With this particular tour, I thought it was essential to include the beauty of the music and sometimes the sung sermons and some of the sort of the more fine arts that are also part of the worship experience, along with the visual arts of the windows and sculpture and paintings. And so there'll be videos at each stop on the tour that show very recent worship services.
Oh, that's wonderful. I used to live on South 6th Street downtown, and a few blocks south of me was just a little white building, a teeny tiny church, but I used to love to walk down the street on a Sunday and just kind of stand outside because the music pouring out of that little building was so fabulous. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Amanda Green of Wilmington Faith and Values about an upcoming religious art walking tour of African American churches in downtown Wilmington. There are 2 days for the tours, Saturdays, October 12th and 19th. And tell us what time the tours are, how long they last, all that good stuff.
Okay. The tours will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or thereabouts. It depends on they're partial walking tours, so I sort of tailor them to how quickly people can walk. But with these tours, so 9 to 11 a.m. about that, We will walk from all the tours will begin at St. Stephen AME Church, which is on the corner of 4th and Red Cross, and or 5th and Red Cross, right? Yes, 5th and Red Cross. Sorry, and the and then we'll walk right next door to First Missionary Baptist, and then we will walk up to 6th Street and walk down to St. Mark Episcopal Church. We'll continue on and take a left on Chestnut Street and go visit with Chestnut Street Presbyterian Church. And then the Wilmington Trolley Company is partnering with us for part of our tour this year because some of these churches are a bit farther away and quite hard to walk to from downtown. So the Wilmington Trolley Company will take us to the last stop on the tour, which is St. Luke AME Zion Church. And then they'll bring us back to and Red Cross.
Where is St. Luke AME Zion?
That's at 7th and Church.
Okay.
Church Streets, and that's it's an amazing church in there.
Oh, right. That's great. And so from 9 to 11, might go a little bit longer. Where do people meet to start the tour?
We'll meet right at the entrance of St. Stephen AME Church. And if you haven't gotten your tickets before, then you can buy tickets right there. And you can reserve tickets at www.wilmingtonfavs.com. That's Wilmington Faith and Values. Or you can call Wilmington Faith and Values at 910-520-3958 to reserve tickets.
What is the cost?
It's a suggested donation of $15 per person, but you know, it's a suggested donation. You know how it goes with nonprofits. So you can give more.
We won't say less. You can give more. There you go. We have a few minutes left, Amanda. Can you mention a couple of interesting historical tidbits about some of the churches that you'll be visiting?
Yes. So we talked about St. Stephen before, and what many people may not know about St. Stephen is that that church is such a jewel box when you walk in there during the middle of the day. You don't need the lights. The lights just stream in through those beautiful geometric windows, and they also have some opalescent glass, which is similar to what Tiffany used in the early 1900s in this country. And so it's just a beautiful place of worship, but it has a huge, huge history in the Black community. At one time in the 1850s and 60s and 70s, they had a community pool in the basement.
Wow.
And now they use it as like a clothing giveaway spot. They also had a public library on the fourth floor.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an amazing, amazing place, as
so
it still is.
Really was a community center as well.
Yes,
as a church.
Absolutely.
Everything was there.
And then, you know, there are examples of more contemporary art at First Missionary Baptist Church. They have sort of an interesting mosaic stained glass all through the walls. The walls are basically made up of this concrete mosaic stained glass. And then at, for instance, you know, in St. Luke AME Zion Church, they have a mural that stretches the entire wall of their downstairs fellowship hall that chronicles, it's sort of a mishmash of imagery that chronicles African-American history in the Cape Fear region from slave times to the present.
Wow.
It is a stirring mural, and that will be part of the tour as well. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to sign up. How many people can you take on the tour at once? Do you have a limit in mind?
I do not have a limit. I have taken on these tours, on previous tours, I have taken up to 110 people,
really?
Which I know is quite a lot. But
wow.
50 is a comfortable number for these tours, but I'm not going to limit it. It's a major fundraiser for our nonprofit, so I hope that everyone will come.
The Religious Art Walking Tours of African American Churches in Downtown Wilmington, with a little help from the trolley company, riding people around when they get to the portion that isn't quite so walkable. The tours are led by Amanda Green. They're coming up Saturday, October 12th and 19th from 9 to 11 in the morning. You meet at the first church that is on the walk, and then you go on from there. There's a $15 suggested donation, and you can make reservations or just show up. But for reservations, WilmingtonFAVS.com or call 910-520-3958. Amanda, this is a wonderful tour. It just sounds like a great thing you've put together.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And I was going to add, the first church is St. Stephen AME Church, and that's at 501 Red Cross Street, and that's where we're meeting. Did you want me to talk at all
Yeah,
about
just we
the...
have one more minute. Would you talk about the city's African American history pamphlets?
Oh, sure. I wrote about this earlier this year. The city of Wilmington's, their historic commission, has been working very hard on a pamphlet that chronicles African American historic sites in and around downtown Wilmington and in some parts outside of downtown Wilmington. And those pamphlets are now printed and beginning to be distributed. And so I'd like to try and help them get the word out about that with these tours as well.
And I imagine they're available at city offices and probably the
Historic Commission.
Historic Commission and all the good places, the library. Amanda Green, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
This is WHQR.